Hey, thanks a lot, Maynard. Yeah, Paul Ramo broadcasting live from Target Center here in downtown Minneapolis, and exciting times. Jazz just completed, and just to run through the six teams dancing later this afternoon for the state championships and runners-up in that, the Bacchapal Valley Dawson Boys Shadows, they're going to dance first tonight. The Broda Mazeppa, YME Silhouette, St. Charles, Frazee, and Holy Family Catholic. Those are the six teams going for that state championship, and the Shadows, I know, want to go back-to-back state championships tonight as well. Hey, I got special guests with me here on the gym, on the Target Center floor. We've got some Canby Mineota sensations right now, Marissa Train and Stephanie Burke. They're captains of the Jazz and the High Kick. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
First time on the radio?
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you nervous?
Kind of.
Just look at me and Doc, and there's 1,000 people listening or better, so don't be too nervous.
Okay.
Hey. You guys had a great season, didn't you? Talk about the sensations a little bit and your themes for High Kick and Jazz.
So for Jazz, we danced to a song called Even Then. And for Kick, we did Ghostbusters this year.
Oh, I remember the Ghostbuster thing. Who thought of that theme, the Ghostbuster theme?
I think it was Natalie Bott came up with that idea.
Yeah, we really loved it. Yeah.
Take our listeners through the process of how you develop a High Kick routine. From the beginning. Like, it started last year almost, right?
Yeah, like, right after a season ends, it's like you're thinking of themes for next year already. So we think of, like,
songs that would go
with it. The music first, and then the uniforms after that, and then choreography starts.
So who all does that? The captains and the coaches, the whole team as a whole?
The captains and coaches,
too. Okay. You could just get together over at George's place or what?
Or we have, like, a group chat.
Yeah.
So we just, like, send ideas on that throughout, like, until we figure out exactly what we want to do.
Well, Ghostbusters is one of my favorite movies and theme songs, so that was cute.
Yeah.
So talk about the uniforms that go along with Ghostbusters. What went into that?
We kind of wanted to do, like, what the actual ones from the movies kind of look like, like a little spin-off of it. And we wanted them not too distracting, but yet kind of like plain.
Okay. Yeah. And how about Jazz?
We
really liked royal blue.
Yeah, so we kind of thought of like the color first. Mm-hmm. So then we just kind of went off of the color, and we didn't really want like any long skirts this year. We just wanted like a easy.
It was
like,
just. I remember that.
Really, simple.
Leotard?
They were like, with shorts. So we kind of knew right away what we wanted for Jazz.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that last Saturday. You guys did very good on that.
Yeah,
I think you got, fourth or something like that? Or
in Jazz, we got seven.
And High Kick?
We got fifth.
Fifth, So every year you seem to be moving up here.
Yep.
So what grade are you guys in?
12th grade.
Okay, both seniors.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Marissa Train and Stephanie Burke from Canby Mineota Sensations. Talk about your season, some of the competitions you were in.
We went to most of the basic competitions with everyone else. This year was probably our strongest year that we've had in a long time. And we all worked super, super hard, hardest that we've ever worked before. And I think it turned out pretty well.
Yeah. We had our third annual home competition this year again, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And,
we played second at that one.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I brought some hardware home then, huh?
Yes, we got third in our conference for both Jazz and Kick.
Conference?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was really exciting.
I know there's a lot of bonding that goes on. Tell us some stories about the bonding, what you guys do. Go ahead.
Well, a lot of our bonding is, like, at competitions. So I'd say we bond a lot at competitions. We get food together, and
Any funny stories of some of the other girls? You can tell about the other girls. You know, they're not here. So. pizza nights and stuff like that?
We had, right before sections, we had, like, a little team supper, which was a lot of fun, and it was very sad. It was the last team supper for us.
It was so much fun. This summer, we went to one of our teammates' lake cabins, so that was really fun.
Okay.
We bonded a lot. We slept over, and we've done that for the past couple of years. Yeah.
Okay.
We do a lot of team bonding during the summer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, the summer, I
So you work a year-round on this,
yeah,
then?
Yeah, basically year-round.
After camp and stuff.
Yep.
Talk about your coaches. Jordan and I go way back.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
No, they both got big smiles on their face. Jordan's been telling stories about me or what?
No, I've just heard a lot of, past interviews and stuff, and I know that, obviously, Jordan danced for the Shadows.
So talk about your coaches. They work you hard. Jordan worked you hard.
Yeah.
You have fun with them?
Yeah.
Who are your other coaches?
Taylor Campbell for Jazz, and then Maddie Sagdahl is our other coach.
So Taylor does Jazz?
Yeah, she's the Jazz coach.
She does.
It's amazing. Yeah, she does really great.
Yeah, how so?
She makes the dance really difficult and, works us so we can get to the difficulty and not have to, change the dance.
Okay.
Yep. And she's been to state in jazz, too.
As a dancer?
As a dancer, yep. She danced for TMB, and so she's pretty young. She danced only a couple years ago. I think just, she works us really hard, and she knows, what it takes to make it to state.
Yeah. Good. And the other coach you said?
Maddie Sagdahl. She was our JV coach.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jordan Studelberg. Jordan is a co-worker at the radio. You know, she worked at the radio station on the weekends. Her favorite music on Saturday afternoon was the polka music. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. It's funny.
She loved polka.
But Jordan's obviously been to state too, so she works us really hard, and
she knows what it takes.
Yeah, she knows what to drill us and do stuff.
I have a picture of Jordan and me after they won the sections. So the goal someday is to get here, though, right? Well, you're seniors now, right?
Yeah.
But you know what? The girls, their goal is to be here, right?
Yeah.
That's everyone's goal.
Every year they work hard to get here.
What do you think about the atmosphere here at Target Center?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Everyone's here for dance. So it's really nice because they all have the same love and passion for something.
Okay. Good. Other activities you guys are involved in? What school do you go to then?
I go to Mineota.
And I go to Cambie.
Okay. How's that working together?
It's really nice. I like being with Mineota girls.
I like meeting new friends all the time. The girls are so much fun.
It's really nice to have two schools.
Okay.
To be one team.
All right. Well, it was fun watching this year. I really enjoyed watching it last Saturday. It was a great competition section.
Thank you.
Just want to get the state some year, right?
Jordan
will get it done, right?
I believe so.
I know she will.
I really think so, yeah.
Girl, thanks a lot for joining me.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Marissa Train and Stephanie Burke from Cambie, Mineota. And we'll take a break here. Probably going to get Lisa and Grace Johnson up here in about 20 minutes or so. And, of course, the Shadows will be dancing in the finals tonight, along with Yellow Medicine East, Umbrota Mazeppa, St. Charles Frazee, and Holy Family. And it'll start around 5:30 they're going to start the jazz competition. So we'll send it back to you at the stations, Maynard.
It's time to choose soybean traits for 2020. Your soybean fields are the best indicator for what you need. Golden Harvest Soybeans offer the broadest choice in herbicide trait technologies, including Enlist E3 soybeans, Liberty Link GT27, and Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans. Every bag and every cubit is filled with industry-leading genetics for proven yield results. Talk to your local Golden Harvest seed advisor, Steve Haas, in Madison, Minnesota, today.
Appleton Area Health is proud to serve our community and the region by providing services that allow you to receive specialized care and still stay close to home. Our dedicated team works together to ensure your experience is pleasant, efficient, and personalized. We're committed to providing the best care possible for both your physical and mental health, because we are your community of specialized healthcare providers helping you live well. Appleton Area Health, exceptional service, trusted care.
Q92's state dance coverage is brought to you by Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Madison and Ortonville, Warren Trigestead, CCM Health, Montevideo, United Prairie Insurance Agency, United Prairie Bank, Lee Motor Company, B. Johnson Electric, Pro Image Partners, Ag Processing Incorporated, Erickson Chevrolet, Ag Plus Cooperative, Syngenta Seeds, Appleton Area Health, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Miller Services Incorporated. State dance coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison Bottling Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers. It's also brought to you by Kluver Law Office, Bosing Chiropractic, Ludvigson Tiling, Dean Martinson Pioneer Seeds, Heartland Eye Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Lund Implement Company. State dance brought to you by Zarbach Memorials in Madison, Madison Dental Clinic, Greg Cole Electric in Madison, and Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Thanks for joining us for coverage of state dance action right here on 92.1 FM with Paul Ramos.